Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. I believe everybody should own what I like to call personality-driven containers. Basically, they're containers where they do the work for you. This is a beautiful vase collection that I own, and I have tons of them, and I'll be sure to link them and show you where you can buy them, and they're very economical. So if you're having friends and family come over, or if you're having to entertain and you need a quick arrangement, this is my go-to. Okay, this is the very first thing that I do. I call it braiding the callus. So I like to find some sort of tiny flower. You can use calla lilies. This is my favorite, but you can also use clematis. It has a really nice long stem. So I put it, the bottom of it, in one end, and notice there's no water in there yet. And I literally take it and wrap it around just like that. And this just adds some really nice flair to it, because it just, when people look at it, they're like, oh, that's so neat looking. So you want to have a flower that's kind of long, and you just kind of nestle it in between the two. Sometimes they're going to want to pop up, and you just want to squeeze it right back in there, just like that. Then I'm going to take the other one. See, it happens to everybody. I'll show you. Then you're going to let me put this thing right back in there. Just stay in there. I don't know why it's not wanting to stay, but that's fine. Okay, now I'm going to put the other one and loop it and go on the other side, just like this, and take it all the way through. There you go. And that one's going to kind of help hold down those. Now, remember, they do not have to be perfect. So it's perfectly fine if some of they're looking kind of lopsided, because when we get done, it's going to look really pretty. Okay, now I'm going to fill them up with water. And what's really neat about these vases is, if you notice, as you fill up one, then the others start filling up naturally all on their own. But this is just one of my go-tos, and I love this vase collection. I found these on Amazon, and they're fabulous. They're just easy and simple, and you don't have to be like a florist to know what you're doing with them. Okay, so I'm gonna put that on the ground or on the table. Okay, let's put, I'm so used to doing containers, but we also like to use the plants. I'm gonna dig in here and get some more water, and I'm gonna fill up my vases just like that. Fill them up, and I like to fill them up where they're probably, you know, about an inch below the top of the vase. So that way, as I'm, you know, filling them up with flowers, you don't have water spilling all over the place. Okay, next I'm gonna use hydrangeas. I love hydrangeas. They're one of my go-to flowers because they're full, they're instant, and they make it look grand automatically. So I'm gonna take off the leaves, and I'm gonna leave a few of them on, and I'm just gonna anchor the ends of this arrangement. So I'm gonna put one right in there and shove that in there. And then I'm gonna do the same on this end. So anytime you're using floral flowers, just make sure that you think about like the symmetry of the arrangement. So like I said, I've got the callas in the center, I'm anchoring the end, and now I'm gonna fill in the center of the arrangement. And I'm gonna repeat it and use the hydrangeas. And what's so neat about this vase is it actually anchors and positions the flowers so it looks like a professional design by the time when you get done with it. Okay, now I'm gonna layer in roses. One of my favorite ways to blow up the roses is I like to literally blow into the rose, and it really helps open them up. So I'm simply gonna add those to the arrangement and put them in the four tubes right here. just like this. Now, do not stress about where you're putting the flowers. A lot of people oftentimes stress out when they're making their arrangements. It's yours. It does not have to be. There's no rules. So don't worry about it. Just stuff and shove. So see, I've anchored the center with the roses. Next, I'm going to layer in these fabulous parrot tulips. You can use tulips. You can use any flower, because I also like to call this my supermarket solution arrangement. So whatever you can find at the supermarket works well. But you want things that are nice and skinny and that are, you know, that you can cut into short little pieces. So I'm going to layer those just like that on the outside. Every single tube is going to get one. So if you notice, I'm starting with my larger flowers first and then working my way down to the smaller flowers. And you want to move whatever, like for instance, you can kind of see how this tulip is going this way. So don't force it and make it go that way. You literally want it to move with the arrangement. Let me finish putting this over here. Now, another tip, did you know that tulips grow an inch in a bucket of water, or inch of water a day? So the easiest way to stop that is to literally take your fingernail and pinch it, literally pinch it just like this, and you're gonna create a bruise in the side of it right there. And that allows all the energy and the growth to go to healing that bruised area, and it keeps the tulip from growing in your arrangement. So just a little fun tidbit and an easy thing to do. Okay, next we're gonna layer in beautiful freesia. And like I said, I'm using tiny flowers, not flowers that are gonna be big and overpowering. And this is gonna add some beautiful dimension and texture to the arrangement. And I'm just going to layer them, one in every single vase. This is a really fun thing to give also as a hostess gift. So if you're going over to a friend's house for dinner, this is a fun little happy to take. Makes a fabulous teacher gift, makes a fabulous, like I said, hostess gift, birthday gift. It's just something fun to share with your friends. So every single tube is gonna get the freesia. And look, you can already see how the arrangement is coming together so nicely, because like I said, the vase is doing the homework for you. We're gonna layer in some ranunculus. Now, one thing to know about ranunculus, you can use the blooms, but don't forget to use these little tiny buds. I love to use them. I think they add such really pretty texture to the arrangements. Now, if you notice, I'm just literally ripping them off. You can use clippers, but I've just gotten so used to when we're arranging, I just literally prick them off with my hand or pluck them off with my hand. It just makes it super easy and fast. Okay, last but not least, oh, I have one more, I forgot. I've got that layer with the greenery. I'm gonna finish with Lysianthus, or also known as Lizzie. These flowers last forever, and it's also another go-to of mine for height and for texture in the arrangement. But this kind of adds some whimsy to the arrangement. So I'm literally just gonna flick these off and add one to every single tube as well, or little vase holder, and it works out so super nicely. Now, another thing to keep your flowers lasting for a long time is add just a teaspoon of bleach to the water. It keeps the bacteria from growing in the water and makes the floral arrangement last a little bit longer. Now, since you have a smaller vase, you wanna make sure that you keep the vase filled with water, because this is a small little tiny vessel and there are a lot of flowers that we're stuffing and shoving in these, it's gonna drink a lot of water. So be sure to make sure that you keep these well hydrated and keep these little tiny vases filled, so that way the waters, you'll have them, or you'll have the flowers for a lot longer. Okay, now last but not least, this is seeded eucalyptus. I love the way this smells. I love the way this looks. It's just a beautiful greenery that really drapes over so nicely in the arrangement. So I'm just gonna do another little stuff and shove in there. And look at that gorgeous texture that it adds. And see, I'm only using pieces that are probably about maybe 3 inches, 4 inches, 5 inches long. So you don't want super long pieces. And we're gonna go all along each vessel or each tube is going to get a little piece of seeded eucalyptus. And we're just gonna shove it all the way in there and keep shoving. And it adds just some really nice texture to it. Add some in there. And then our last piece. And if you come up close, this is a fabulous breakaway arrangement that you can buy several collections of these, right? And if you want to, you could add some white hydrangeas. I decided not to and just use the mini green hydrangeas. But look at how fast and easy that was. That's what I'm talking about. Make sure that when you're purchasing vases, try to find things where the vase does the work for you. And the reason why this does the work is because look at the direction that the vase is going. So super simple and easy. You could break it away and use them on their own, or you could place these and you can imagine if you had, you know, three of these going down the dining room table later with candles, you've got a super fast and easy look. Okay, be sure to tune in to CarmenJohnsonGardens.com. We're gonna be sharing all kinds of fun tips and tricks on how to make flowers, how to plant container gardens, and I hope you enjoyed learning how to make a breakaway arrangement.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.CarmenJohnstonGardens.com for more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home. Be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.CarmenJohnstonGardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.CarmenJohnstonGardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.